Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB Radio. Now, more this week on how to approach end-time prophecies. Now, last week I ended with a statement that went something like this. Next week we will look at the truth of how most Christians are blind to the fact that they are blind to Christ. Now, most Christians would fight me on this tooth and nail, but sadly, most Christians today do not know Jesus Christ. Oh, they may know about him from Sunday school, you know, classes, and or they might remember some facts and things they heard from a sermon about him. But when it comes down to having a personal knowledge of Jesus Christ, well, sadly, my statement holds true. Knowing Christ takes time and much effort. Let me say that again. Knowing Christ will take much time and much effort. Not on his part, but on our part. Knowing Christ will kill us, but that's okay. That's what God wants. The more we can die to ourselves and our self-seeking and our self-righteousness, the more we will know Christ. Well, I'm going to say that again. This is so important. The more we can die to our selfishness and our self-seeking and our self-righteousness, the more we will know Christ. This is why the religious crowd of Jesus' days, the Sadducees and the Pharisees, and in spite of Jesus being called a rabbi, a teacher, they did not know him. And like today, they were full of themselves and only wanted what they wanted. And what did they want? Well, they wanted the praises of men instead of God. They held to their plans and their rituals and their traditions and their doctrines. All of that was much more important in their thinking than God himself. That they were built on and fostered the institution and the organization and not the Spirit of God. They knew the form of God, but they never knew the functioning of the Spirit of God in their hearts and in their minds. They were blind, like today, to the truth of God's Word and to His power. They never, like today, never knew the necessity of knowing Christ. So this brings me to a huge question. Does the church today in America and around the world, now there's always exceptions, always in God, there's always exceptions, but does the church today in America and around the world have a true realization of Jesus Christ? Well, just look around, my friend, and be honest. The answer to that question is no. In fact, millions of Christians do not know they are supposed to realize Christ. Now, it is not as most Christians and some believers I know reject truth. Oh, no. Rather, they are blind to Christ and the truth. I hope you're following me here very closely, my friend, because this is very, very important. Most Christians do not know they are to understand, to realize, to see Jesus Christ. Because they are blind to the facts. Not that they are blind to truth, but they are blind to the facts that they are blind to Christ. You know, it is bad not knowing that you're supposed to know something. But it is far worse not knowing that you do not know that you're supposed to know some things. Again, they were blind to the fact that they were blind to Christ. Despite the reality of the living Christ in the lives of Christians around the world, and of millions of Christians, you know, that God has this desire to bring us into an inward realization of Him. Let me say that again. God has a great desire in our life to bring us to an inward realization of Him. This is rarely preached in most churches that I've attended. Is this taught in your church? If not, then the church you attend is blind and deceived to the truth. This inward realization of Christ is the main message of the Bible. It is not the feeding of the poor and clothing the people or trying to make everyone a Christian or trying to right all of the wrongs and the woes on earth. Oh, no. The message of the Bible and why Jesus came to die is so that we can come to see and know Him. Wow. Someday come to realize Jesus Christ in our inward man. Paul in Ephesians 3:16, which is far more important, my friend, than John 3:16, said this, that he would grant us, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, Ephesians 3:16. Did you get that? Not be saved or do all of those good works of the church or try to do all of that social and racial justice stuff out there. Oh no, the church is off track in these areas. But Jesus came to strengthen us with might by his Spirit in our inward man. So if this is true, and it is, my friend, that the church in general is blind to Christ because of all of the rituals and the traditions and all the doctrinal dogma out there, then how could it be possible for the church to discern end time prophecies of the Bible? If we do not know the loving word personally, Jesus Christ, wow, and experientially, then how can we come to know the written word, wow, that most, if not all, denominational churches are built on? Yeah, that's right. Thus, how could our understanding of end time prophecy be according to the truth if we do not discern the truth himself? Now, please do not misunderstand me here. Often when we hear something we do not understand and know, we make assumptions that will lead us away from the truth, and we quickly get off track. This is why it is imperative not to believe anything unless we are 100% sure by the Spirit we know it is true. And there's a lot of smart people in the church who can read the Bible and draw up factual conclusions, and people can go ahead and formulate biblical doctrine, but all of that formulating of biblical doctrine, now open up your spirit here, does not tell the people what they need to believe to be saved. No. Biblical doctrine can make us wise unto salvation, but the written word of God can only save us if we do what the word tells us. Let me say that again. Biblical doctrine can make us wise unto salvation, but the written word of God can only save us if we do what the Bible tells us to do. I hope you understand this fine point here, my friend. So doctrine tells us what we must do to be saved. Usually that's man-made. But the Word of God tells us also what we must do to be saved. And if we do what the Word of God tells us to do, then we shall be saved. Another way we can look at this fine point is biblical doctrine cannot save us like all that end-time prophecy and all that stuff, that teaching out there. But obedience to the Word of God will save us to the uttermost. Yes, we have to do what the written word of God commands us to do. Believe, then give ourselves to Christ. But again, in this vein of thinking, all discernment for the believer must be from an outcome of an inward realization of Jesus Christ. Let me say that again. All discernment for the believer must be the outcome of an inward realization of Jesus Christ. Without knowing Christ in an inward way, our knowing, or what we call a discernment, is going to be a doctrinal or a theological, even an academic level. Most preaching in most churches today, especially in America, are academic or theological. Maybe even notes from the preacher's college days, or worse, notes from commentary books. We used to know a guy who taught Sunday school from commentary books and not from the Bible. Thus, not so much life was in his teaching. This type of teaching will only get us so far in God. And in the end, well, we will end up being deceived about many things, including our salvation and end-time prophecy. Next week, we will begin to look at God's purposes as we continue to look at what approach we should make when it comes to end time prophecy. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, hoping and praying you have a tremendous day and the Lord is able to communicate these truths to you. God bless and have a great day. Bye.